You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Episode 11 of Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, I'm going to share with you whose stock is up, whose stock is down, and who's just around for a paycheck from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 2. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? And who's just around for fun? I love the show. Period. End of story. No questions asked. This, to me, is one of the best reality shows on TV right now, and I am obsessed with following all the ladies from Mom Talk, making sure that I'm up to date on the most crazy, wildest versions of all the tea in the land. Okay, before we dive in, folks, thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love and Reality Podcast here. This is insane, right? The entire season 2, we follow the lives of these Mormon wives and the chronicling the cracks of Mom Talk, right? It is a lot, but at the same time, we are certainly fed with many different aspects of the show. Taylor's former friend Miranda is back in the fold. Is she trying to get a little bit of that cheddar cheese? You know, maybe. Taylor, Dakota, what's going on with these two? Jen and Zach, what's going on with those two? Demi trying to maybe take the crown at the top, you know, and maybe be the queen of Mom Talk. So that said, let's take a look at this cast and who we think some of the winners and losers, whose stock is up, whose stock is down. All right, we're going to talk with Layla, right? She's one of the ones that I'm very in the middle on sometimes. So for me, Layla, stock in the middle, okay? Not up, not down, but not around for just a paycheck, right? I really feel like watching her grow within this relationship with her new boyfriend, I feel like she was very supportive of Demi and the side of, you know, Jen was showing some shady shit going on. And to me, she's consistently, you know, navigating, trying to figure out what side of the fence she really wants to be on. But at the same time, she started to grow and be her own person. We're not seeing enough of Layla for me to say her stock's completely up. It's a character that I feel like we need more and more and more, right? And then on top of that, like, we saw Layla shift here throughout the season when she shared a group chat with Demi and some of the cast members were bashing Taylor. That to me was such a pivotal moment because beginning of the season, I was very like, what does Layla do? What is her part in this entire thing? And then, of course, the crowning moment for me, obviously, of the season in season 2 for Layla was her bringing in Marciano all the way in to find the truth about Italy. And that became a lot. All right. Talking about when I did my cast rankings, I said, I think Whitney's the worst. And she was at the bottom of my barrel. I don't think anything changed in this season for me. I don't know what it is. I felt like she left Mom Talk. She blew off her best friend at the business lunch. And then now she wants to return? No. Your stock is not only going down, but you're on the borderline of you're just around trying to get a paycheck. She started to attend the events. She's trying to be smoozy-poozy with everybody. We see her give birth. We love that, right? Congratulations on the baby. But then I just didn't feel like we really saw her develop anything other than just trying to get back in the good graces. I didn't see her make any real effort to be part of the group other than trying to be like, I see the bread and butter and I need to come and get some of it. I don't know. Also, Michaela. You know, we're going to try, I think, again. So for me, Whitney, stocked down, almost borderline around for the paycheck. She's a loser of season 2. Easily. But we're going to transition to one of my winners, stocked up, Michaela. Can we talk about how everybody voted for Whitney to back into Mom Talk except for Michaela? She stood on business. Michaela stood on business, has not stopped standing on business. But we're also going to talk about Michaela as a collective whole here. Not only has she been healing from the trauma, we saw a vulnerable side of Michaela that was unmatched. She was brave to share her history of sexual abuse and how her mother not believing her, the people around her not believing her, made it worse. And almost, you know, made her question everything that's going through her head. They shared the therapy sessions and how she was healing from the trauma. That's a vulnerability level that it doesn't matter how you feel about these people. Sharing that vulnerability for the entire world to see, mind-blowing. Like, Michaela shot through the roof for me as one of my favorite people of this cast. I love the way that she was, like, dissing. And then, of course, on the flip side, she's fun. She's funny. She's like, outgoing. And she just, like, time and time again, like, she's standing on business. Like, dissing the culinary creation for the Great Mormon Bake Off, like, with some shady-ass comments. I was here for it, right? She was vocal about not having wanting to have a relationship with Whitney. So when Whitney asked to speak with her, she's like, if I want to make videos about you, I can do that because you're not my friend. One of the best lines of the season. Again, nobody on this show stood more on business in season 2 than Michaela. Period. End of story. Period. Also, shout out Michaela, celebrating her pregnancy, welcoming their 4th child in with her husband. I really loved it. You know what I mean? I went to the visit car crash where Macy's boyfriend and then the father of their eldest children had passed away. Just unbelievable. One of the most supportive, if not the best person in this entire cast. Had one of the best arcs of the season. Period. End of story. Michaela, you are a winner of season 2. Jen. I really liked Jen. I did. Season 1, I can't stand Zach. I think he is a condescending, controlling prick. And to me, watching him over and over and over again control this narrative that she is as a person, it infuriates me. I'm not saying that the other ladies of this Mom Talk are causing, you know, a little Jesse and Demi, the Chippendale thing was a little shady. Yes, it was. But at the same time, Jen kind of gave her a heads up and didn't tell Zach that there was a heads up. She wants to eat her cake, you know, she had her cake and eat it too type of scenario. That's what I feel about Jen. I just don't understand what's going through her mind with Zach. This guy is no good. He's just not. I don't like it. And then Jen doesn't help her scenario by saying things one way to the group of ladies and then another to Zach. And then when put together, it's like, hey, somebody's lying. And it's not the ladies. Obviously, when we find out, I'll tell you, I struggled mightily when we found out she was pregnant. And I'm saying this like, hey, like you're Ricky, you're not even part of this. How are you struggling? Look, I'm invested. Okay. Judge yourself. Because I was like, she needs to leave Zach. And then we get the pregnant. And I'm like, oh man, no. No. What's up with these ladies? These ladies are just trying to get them some. Like, I don't look. I don't want to be with you. But maybe give me a little bit of this over here on the side just so that I need some protection. Come on, ladies. And of course, we saw towards the end of the season, she left. She spaced out filming her because she can focus on her mental health. Good for her on that. Focus on her mental health in the pregnancy. I will say that's fantastic that she made that decision. But to me, I'm sorry, Jen. I'm a huge fan still, but you're one of the losers of season two for me. And it's just because you balanced both sides of the fence. You're playing both sides. You want to each have your cake and eat it too. And Zach sucks. So you're by proxy, you're getting a suck side because of Zach.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
All right, Macy. Very neutral about Macy. However, there is a lot to like about the vulnerability of her character as well, right? She went under the IVF, became pregnant. She wrote a book to help other women, which is fantastic. While, you know, her boyfriend, Eric Mack, he was involved in a car crash and died. We saw Macy visit Eric's parents with her husband and their children. She still grieves, obviously, for Eric. Macy and Eric were arguing during the last text message, so Macy has carried that regret and guilt for years. It's crazy to me how, first with Michaela, and then now with Macy, when I'm watching these shows, I can empathize with these women. Like with Michaela, it's like the sexual abuse, people not believing her, something I went through, right? Macy, last conversation she had with her husband was her boyfriend at the time, arguing via text message that he passes away. Best friend, last conversation I had with him, we argued, he died in a car accident. That to me is what stands out about the Mormon wives, right? The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Is the vulnerability factor. Like, sure, there's the drama, there's the tea, and we're all wrapped up in that. I'm wrapped up in it. But the vulnerability factor of all of this is what keeps the heartbeat of the show going on. Because again, these are women who are creating mom talk to empower other women. But it's empowering me as somebody, as a viewer, to watch this as well, because there is a vulnerability factor that you see that it's like, if I share my story, it's going to help somebody else. If your story helps one person, then sharing that story was worth it. So Macy, I felt like the vulnerability, visiting the parents, reliving that, going to the crash site, Michaela being there, it was such a beautiful moment. And the way she embraces mom talk, supporting women and being involved in all that, she's a winner. Easy winner of the season, right? Macy, easy winner of the season. Miranda, to me, a round for the paycheck. Okay, so wait a minute here, Miranda. You're a loser and you're here for the money. I'm going both. Okay, I'm cheating a little bit here. Because why? Because it's my show. You know what I mean? I can do that almost. But Miranda, sorry. You show back up. Congratulations for getting rid of that idiot of a husband. We didn't like him. Chase, you suck. But was back lying. She denied the claims. She denied the claims. However, after Miranda Taylor sat down, Taylor listed all the things that the ladies were involved. Having sex in the same bed, having sex in the showers, getting dressing skimpy in front of four other guys, getting on top and making out. And then she goes, I mean, Taylor's not wrong. In the confessional? She said she wished she shouldn't have denied everything and left Taylor alone to feel all the negativity. No, ma'am. Sorry, no. You don't get to come back into the good graces and continue to lie, start to make the ladies question Taylor and what she said, only for you to then eventually be like, oh, well, she's not lying. No. We're not doing that here. Sorry, you are season two loser. All right. Demi. Look, I understand that she is considered the villain of season two. She was the one that sent the cease and desist to Jen regarding what happened in Italy. Fans were shocked that Demi was fine with Jesse being booted from the show if it meant getting a bigger contract for her. She also told Taylor not to go to Jesse's hair salon. Jesse was obviously hurt. Demi was her bestie. When Macy had their dinner for the book and nail, Demi wasn't very happy. She seems like she can be jealous of some of the things. The Christmas party, she uninvited Taylor. Taylor's I can't help it. I like Demi a lot. I think in the end, you know, for me, I can't be mad. Also, I really like Brett a lot, actually. So that helps too. And I think that dynamic there of him like going to whoop Chase's ass, that to me like skyrocketed. Sorry, everybody. I like Demi. Okay. I understand she might be your villain, but she's still one of my favorites. She was my second favorite and when I did my list of the cast ranking of season one, she was my number two. And when I reveal my cast ranking at the end of this episode, I'm gonna reveal she's probably gonna be high. And I understand she's selfish and she has a big ego, but you know what? I don't really care. All right, Jesse. All right. You know, I like Jesse. I do. The interesting thing about the whole Jesse thing, you know, she likes to stir the pot, right? She did that by inviting Taylor, Dakota, Miranda, Chase to the Halloween party. After it was over, she's like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't invite us." No, Jesse, stand on that business. You knew what you were doing. I can't even be mad at her. I love it. She fucking was like, "Yes, sir." She stood on that, stand on that business. You know what you were doing. I ain't even mad at it. Obviously, the big shock of the season was when Layla spoke to Marciano about Italy. She claimed that they were just hooking out. Marcia claimed that they hooked up and were having an affair, which is going to be kind of like that pivotal moment into moving into season three. If they were, like, you know, was Jesse a liar? Jesse, I don't think, wins the season, but also does win the season. She's also a loser. So it's like middle, right? Jesse's status in the middle. Not up, not down. Still a big fan, though. I'm a huge fan of, like, I don't know. I'm just a huge fan of everybody. Not everybody. You know the people I don't like. All right. We got to talk about Queen Bee. Queen Bee's the final one. Taylor, winner, loser, round for paycheck, winner. Duh. Can we talk about her kicking that jabroni Dakota to the curb? Best part of the season. Best part of the season. That guy is a loser. Absolute positive loser. Nobody likes that guy. Nobody. Sorry. Nobody likes you. No, I'm a big fan of Taylor. Nothing was going to change with me for Taylor unless something drastic happened. She called them all out about not commenting on her, you know, the presenting of the CMAs. Sure, Taylor was in the middle of the drama. Taylor likes to be the center of attention. And you know what? She's the OG. She's the queen bee of the group. It is what it is. During the Montauk meeting, no one sided with Demi to oust Taylor. Demi announced she was taking a break from Montauk. In the end, there's always the drama with Taylor, and it's always somehow connected to her. And it's okay. I love Taylor. I think she's fantastic. I think she had a vulnerable season in trying to navigate things. I think that the lunch deal where her dad and everybody was trying to call her out was the biggest bunch of horseshit I've ever seen in my entire life. Love Taylor. I think she's the bomb diggity. I still think that she's top tier on the show. She's always going to be top tier on the show. And there's a reason for it. So that, you know, that's my winners and losers of season one, or season two of The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. So let's break it down one more time, including some rankings. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Season 2, winners and losers. Sorry, let me try. Again, my screen froze a little bit, guys. Sorry. Let's after Season 2. Okay? All right. Coming in last place, Miranda. Sorry. It is what it is. No, absolute positive no. I feel like she was here trying to collect a little bit of cheddar cheese. And because of that, I can't with her. I'm not going to with her. To me, period. All right. Next, Whitney. Hello. Who's surprised? Nobody. Next, Jen. Sorry, man. You moved down a list. I just felt like the uncertainty of how you're playing both sides to me is just not fun for me at all. Jesse. Next up. Then Demi. Then Macy. Michaela. Then Taylor. That's the rankings for me. That's how it stands. Let me know in the comments below who you believe, how you think these rate, how you think everybody rate it on season two of The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. There's plenty of drama that's going to unfold in season three. I can't wait for it. I need it like now. I need it now. Not tomorrow, but now. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Logan Reality Podcast. I'll be back very soon talking more about reality TV.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.